That's all right. I was asking whether the reason why people can't see the truth in front of them, in front of their faces, whether that has to do with what they've been spraying or putting in our foods. You know, you've got a loved one literally dropping dead in front of you post-shot, and they go, no, 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 it's not the shot. The shot was great.
Okay, so there's a couple of different factors involved. Yes, it can be the chemicals, the pharmaceuticals, the psyops, but there's something that is an algorithm that FEMA uses, and it's something that I learned a long time ago. It said that 3% of people will stick to their ideology. 7% of people will do something once or twice. They might write their congressman. They might, you know, participate in a rally, something like that. But this, I'm glad everyone's sitting down, or I hope you're sitting down, because the shocker is 90% of people will do nothing, even if it means their death and the death of their loved one. So that is one thing, and FEMA knows that. I mean, I was taught that in the 90s, and I tested it in every single venue, volunteer groups, business, every type of sector, and it holds true, and you can test it yourself, and you will find that about 3% of people will stand strong in their ideology. So what that means, those 90% of people, you're not going to reach them. So at this point, it is better to try and reach those people that are receptive to you. Maybe drop a seed or there, here or there, while you're out and about doing things that you do and being a human. But realize that most people are not going to hear you. 90% won't hear you. 7% might do something once or twice. Is it worth your investment? You have to start thinking about that, because we're coming into a time that we have to survive.